flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday.
Bring up!
Thanks so much for being with us. It's Super Bowl weekend, man. The Super Bowl is just a couple of days away. We'll spend a lot of time talking about that today, for sure, breaking down the game, getting ready for it, talking about what happened last night as far as awards and Hall of Fame and stuff like that, too. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it is Friday. And, yes, it is Super Bowl weekend here. And as much as, you know, this is the biggest game in the country, it has been so much going on this week that it's kind of taken it away from it, man, when you talk about the NBA trade deadline. Obviously, we talked about the Hawks. They made some moves yesterday. But yeah, it is time to get it on, man. Down there in New Orleans, I'm excited. I think this is going to be a game like it was the last time. I think it's going to come down last ball. I mean, whoever has the ball last, Patrick Mahomes finds a way on fourth and two to get 3 yards or something like that. I think it's just going to be a great football game.
I think if they have the ball last, then they'll win.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Think if the Eagles want to win, they need to make sure that he doesn't have the ball last.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's an oversimplification, but that's kind of what it is. Yes. Because if Patrick Mahomes has the ball last,
they're going to win.
They're
going to
find a way to get, whether it's a field goal they need or a touchdown they need, they're going to find a way to get there, and they're going to get it. I think that's what it'll be. Like, it'll either be the Eagles finding a way to run the clock out, keeping them off the field and winning the game by less than a touchdown, or the Chiefs finding a way to get the ball back, driving the ball down the field and finding a way to get the touchdown that they need.
Right.
I have a hard time seeing it go any other way, because these teams, and I'm going to say this, but then I'm going to say something that kind of contradicts it, that they feel very evenly matched. Although, when you sort of stack up like group by group, position by position, where do you feel like the Chiefs are better than the Eagles aside from the obvious?
Oh, okay.
You got to take away the obvious, which is the most important. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes being the quarterback of the Chiefs is the most important thing that
I think
either team has in this game. But where else did the Chiefs have an advantage in this game?
I think Buckner's the better kicker.
Is he healthy?
I don't know.
I think he's hurt.
I don't know. Well, he finished.
Is he back? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Outside of,
and that's not to say the Eagles is like an extreme drop off anywhere, but like, or so that's not to say that the Chiefs are an extreme drop off.
But
anywhere.
They don't.
I mean, they really don't.
They don't. Coaching.
Yeah.
Definitely coaching.
Okay, coaching.
You know,
coaching and quarterback, which are two of the most important things.
Coaching and quarterback. When you look at the cross matchups between the coaches, like offense versus defense and everything like that, I like Spags over Kellen.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
Okay.
They've always had this offense, and Patrick Mahomes always had success against Vic Fangio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, that's the obvious for me. But if you're talking about on the grass, I don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, I think
And again, that's not to say that, like, the Chiefs' defensive line isn't really, really good.
They're really good. They're great.
Or that their offensive line isn't good. I mean, the Eagles is excellent. Clearly, the Eagles have the advantage at running back. And probably the best advantage that they have is Saquon Barkley. To me, that's going to be one of the most interesting matchups in the game is – If they can find a way, if Spags and that defense can find a way to limit him. Because you're not stopping.
You're not,
like, you're not like, stopping it, him overall, but limit him.
What was it? I think his over-under is 130.
I thought it was a little lower than
is
that.
It lower
something
now?
Like that. Something like that.
130.
Yeah, that's just the respect. He ran for 2,000 damn yards.
But let him carry it 25 times, but give him 100 yards on his 25. The biggest thing with Saquon is the ability to go 80.
Yep, it's limiting the home run.
Because your ass is out of your gap. You know what I mean? Exactly. You're out of the gap for 1 second, and then you don't wrap up. That's what he's done all season. And so, you know, the biggest thing with that is that you got to have a lot of integrity and wait for it, because you got Jalen, and he's healthier, and he can pull the ball. We saw what he did in the Washington game as far as running, and we didn't know what was going to be the deal with that because of the knee that he had in the previous week. Looked perfectly fine to me. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, if they can limit the big play from Saquon Barkley, it'll be a game. But if you let him go, it's going to be a long day for the Chiefs. Now, it's hard for me to say that because Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. But yet at the same time, this dude, when he gets it going, he opens up everything.
Exactly.
And the one thing I know, Murphy, very good corner, very good young corner.
Oh, McDuffie.
Very good young corner and everything. But A.J. Brown is the best, statistically, the best one-on-one receiver, man-to-man receiver in football. Mm-hmm. And if you give Jalen those type of reads, he's gonna cut your ass up. So I think Spags trying, because Jalen's not very good against the blitz and all those different things. If he can find a way to dial up blitzes and not be vulnerable and leaving AJ one on one, they'll be all right. But if they can't get there with the blitz and Jalen is comfortable with their receivers and tight end, it's gonna be a long day.
Yeah, and that's so much what happened in the game again. I mean, Washington. It was a nice story, but they were just overmatched in that game. But Saquon just was so effective that Jalen was able to be comfortable in the second half of that game. I mean, he made all the throws he needed to make.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do a ton because Saquon was so excellent. And, I mean, they got the turnovers they needed, and they were able to really pull away. I thought he looked good. I thought Jalen Hurts looked really good in that game.
Yeah.
He made the throws he needed to make. Like, any injury concerns you might have, he ran for three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Like, everything that you would want. Because, like, there's concerns about different guys and different stuff leading into various playoff games. But, like, all the questions that you would have about individuals and units leading into this have been answered. Like, oh, Hurts looks healthy. Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, Mahomes ran the ball for 50 yards in the last game, so he's going to deploy that. Great. Kelsey looks like he's good. Like, their relationships look really solid. The offensive line's relatively healthy for Kansas City. Like, everything that you would worry about, because sometimes you come into games like this and it's like, man, if only that guy was there, you know? If only they had this guy, maybe it would be a little bit of a better, more even matchup. It feels like everybody's kind of firing on all cylinders right now, which is great.
And the other thing was because of the injuries
outside of maybe N'Kobe Dean.
But the injuries on the offensive line that the Eagles had in the Washington game, Dickerson, he's going to be back. Your center's going to be back. So they're going to be whole up front. You know, so that's always a big thing, especially when you go against a big game defensive player like Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. He's a big game player, man, and he does his thing, and he makes plays when they need to be made plays. Kolasinac is coming to his own as a really, really good player. But I think it's all about how Spags, and you get Spags 2 weeks to get ready for a game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, he got some stuff that the Eagles ain't seen yet. And so that's always going to be the challenge when you have this time, when you have a coach like Andy Reid who never loses after a bye. You know, when you give him an extra week to prepare, he never loses. Rarely does his teams lose. And then you got a guy who you always, no matter what, trust in these big moments. He has a quarterback that always makes the right play at the right time when it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we talked about it yesterday. You know, the one thing that Pat does in big games, Pat uses his legs. And he's really decisive when he does it. And he goes, if you give him a crease, he's going to go. And that's the one thing that happened in the last Super Bowl. You remember on that bad ankle, ran for those 15 yards, man, on that bad ankle, hobbling and everything. Because you got to pick your spots and everything like that when you go man-to-man and have your back turned to him. Because you have your back turned. And right now, the Eagles are more zoned than anything right now. But when they do go man and it's covered, you got to watch Pat. And that's why whenever, like in the fourth quarter, when he does those things and you've been playing zone all game, then all of a sudden you just want to go to man that one time. And that one time you go to man and you guys have their back turned.
He notices. There he goes for 15.
And he goes and gets it.
Yep. And again, like him being able to just keep that up his sleeve all year because they don't need it. We can win and I don't need to do that.
Right.
So I'm a little bit healthier and you haven't really seen it that much throughout the year. And then I can pull it out and run 10 times in the AFC Championship game just to keep you on your heels is outrageous. Like, it's ridiculous that he has that toolbox that he doesn't have to use all his tools and they can still make the AFC Championship game with it. Doesn't it feel like Jalen Carter on the defense for the Eagles is, I don't want to say make or break, but like if that guy does what he's capable of doing, Like, he can win them the game.
Yeah, he's like, that great. He's like, that great. Now,
I know Chris Jones is going to get all the talk, and he should.
Yeah.
But Jalen Carter's, like, the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
he's the next Jones.
They're 1A, 1B as far as D tackles in the NFL.
Yeah, one of them just happens to be 24, yes, and one of them happens to be 30.
And that's the thing. He's been sick and stuff all week, but they say he should be fine for the for the bowl. But we mentioned it yesterday, like, where he lines up predominantly, he's on the right guard.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs have the best right guard in football in Trey. And so do they shift him over to and let him rush other plays? The Tooney's moved out the left tackle, who is a damn all-pro left guard. And so, I mean, yeah, finding ways to get Jalen. And I'm not saying that Trey's going to stop Jalen because, you know, Jalen Carter's the most double-teamed defense.
Which is great.
Yeah.
It's great for everybody else around him.
Yeah, so that's when you look at where Nolan comes into play, you know, because they're still shaky on that right side. So does he go in there and everything like that? And when Pat gives you an opportunity to make a play as far as like, because he don't give you many chances as far as interception-wise, you got to catch it. You got to make those plays and everything. And that's why I think it's just going to be such a great game because, you know, a lot of times, in like big fight, fill out and everything. Let's see, I think they're coming out swinging. I think they're going to come out swinging. Because that's the last game. Like, you look at last game, like, Jalen Hurts threw for 300 yards. Like, both of them received eight. You know, and they're going to have to do that. Devontae Smith, eight. We know A.J. Brown, eight. So, why, I don't see why they wouldn't do that again.
Yeah, I mean, I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that. I just feel like both these defenses are so good.
Like
you might try to come out swinging, but they might be able to slow you down.
18 games, Spags is not giving up 100-yard rush.
That's incredible.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yes. And again, like that's the beauty of this matchup is strength on strength.
Yes.
Like they got Saquon Barkley, who's the most dynamic running back in the game right now. Well, they got a run defense that does not allow dynamic running backs to do anything. I think I read Saquon Barkley has more 60-yard touchdown runs this year than the Chiefs have allowed 100-yard rushers this year. Like he's done more individually against the league than they've allowed the league to do to them in terms of all the teams they've played against. Now, I think they've given up a couple games to running quarterbacks,
right?
But from the running back position, the Chiefs dominate. Like they absolutely bottle everybody up and dominate them. And if they do that, like that's the thing is like there's a couple things that if they happen, like if Jalen Carter is in Mahomes' lap all game, like we saw it happen. In the Super Bowl where they had that awful offensive line and they ended up losing. Now, he still played close and made it a game. But, like, if Jalen Carter blows up that line, they got to come up with something. If they bottle up Saquon Barkley, like, that I don't know what happens.
But the thing about it is like you say, if Jalen's in his lap, you got to get him down, though.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, if he's hitting him all game long.
Yeah, that's the thing about Pat. You got to get him down. Because that's what people, when they talk about playing left-handed, making Jalen Hurts beat you, making him throw the football to beat you and all of that. I think Jalen's more than capable of doing that. Now, will he go out and do it? I don't know. But I think he's more capable of doing that. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at their defensive line, you know, where Jordan Davis stopping the run. He gets to push up the middle. Can you, Nolan Smith find a way to – I'm talking about number dogs. You got
Sweat.
Sweat's a damn good pass rusher, too. He's a damn good pass rusher. Bond, who they got for some damn – peanuts and scraps.
This guy was fifth in NFL Defensive Player of the Year voting.
First team All Pro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got that. I don't know if they're going to keep him.
Where did he come from? He came from New Orleans,
Buffalo, right?
I thought he came from New Orleans.
He did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get him for some scraps. You got the young secondary with big play Slay out there.
They had him and Caden Ellis at the same time on that team.
But, like, how do they do that when you look at – because the thing with the Chiefs' offense is that they have play-specific players.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have play.
When you need a very specific thing, they have guys.
You put them in there.
Yep.
You know, and that's always the thing whenever you're trying to game plan for them because you're like, okay, Juju's in here. Well, they're going to put Juju in the slot. Juju runs this route in the slot. But then, Andy Reid, he knows you know that.
Right.
So, you know, Juju's going to run another route in the slot.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not going to do the thing that you know that he's going to do.
Yeah,
or maybe we will because you think we're not going to do the thing you know that we're going to do because you know we're going to do it.
Andy's unbelievable in that.
It's chess game.
It's unbelievable how he does that.
And if it does come down to that, obviously, a close game, I favor Patrick Mahomes. But a chess match, I favor Andy Reid and that coaching staff.
Yeah, man.
Who's been there year after year. Now, it's narrative shifter for Sirianni and those guys if they can outfox them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you got to do is win one of these ones against a coaching staff like that, and all of a sudden you're a genius, too.
You can't have a big turnover.
No, you can't do that.
If you're the Eagles.
Not against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's going to be a one-score game, man.
He was a brilliant – he played brilliant last year, Jalen, except for that one play.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending, including reacting to what the Hawks did at the trade deadline yesterday. They made some trades. They traded the guys we said they were going to trade. I just didn't know who was coming in return. Turns out not much. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, look, I think Kenny's right. Like, I don't know, you know, I agree with Charles for being skeptical of the plan and wondering if this is, like, a good idea. But yeah, I mean, that's to me pretty clearly what happened yesterday. And a number of things happened yesterday, pretty clearly. None of them surprising. The Hawks told us all pretty clearly that when Jalen Johnson got hurt, the season ended, right?
Yep.
There's really no reason to have a sixth man of the year candidate who might have a little value on a team whose season is essentially over. They told us the thing that they always tell us, which is we're good at accounting.
Yep.
They're super good at math. They needed to make sure that they were underneath the luxury tax, and wouldn't you know it?
They got under.
For every year now since Tony Ressler's on the team, they found a way to get under that number. And you know, there's the other part of it too that they were talking about there is they don't have their own draft pick. So there's really not even any reason to lean into, all right, this is all about Risa now. And maybe we can get some draft picks and young guys and fortify for the future. No, you kind of need role players like Niang and Mann and guys and LeVert, because there's no point in not trying to win for the rest of the season.
Right.
Because you don't even have your own draft pick.
Right.
So, yeah, you try to ride it out with some of these, you know, veteran kind of role players that you picked up yesterday. Maybe you get in the play-in. Who knows? I don't know. But, like, I mean, what did people think was going to happen?
I don't know.
Is my question. Is like, they were going to unload Bogey for whatever because it was time, right? I'm not surprised they traded DeAndre Hunter. I thought maybe they could get a little more for him.
Right.
And I thought maybe if you know, you shop him, and if that's the return, maybe you decide to keep him
because
yep. you're better with him than you are with what you got in return.
Yep.
That's
why.
But I also don't – I understand being like, this is the most he's ever been worth.
Yes. I mean,
and his value might
nobody
be
wanted,
bad again soon.
Nobody wanted him last year.
Right.
I know we had a lot of fun a couple weeks ago. You're like, yeah, he's hot. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
And so
– and I was serious.
Yeah.
Like,
but no, I think I look at it from, you know, because – okay, you got Caris LeVert. Oh, so that's his money off the books. You don't,
yeah,
DeAndre's
that's a contract
money,
that'll Bogey's expire.
All,
right, right. All that.
Clint's money, all these different things.
Right.
Okay, fine. Great plan. What you going to do with that?
Exactly.
And that's why I'm scared. But what are you going to do with all that space and money? Are you going to go find somebody, you know, to come in here and help this team? Because right now they're in a position. I thought about this morning with the whole thing that happened with Luke and everything. That's going to happen, Trey. Because I look at it from the standpoint, those guys, Risa Shea, Jalen Johnson, and then the young kid, Dyson
Reyes. Yeah.
That's three young core people, right? And then you got Trey, who is eligible for another big-time contract and everything. Do you want to give it to him? And I think that's what it's going to come down to. They want to give it to him. And also, if Trey wants to be here, like, this dude, I mean, this call it what it is. Like, they are wasting his years.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah, they're wasting it.
Trey's very quickly.
Yes.
Not quickly. We all age at the same rate. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, in the NBA, every year that and goes like this.
Yeah, and I'm not saying Trey. Not saying Trey wants to leave.
Well, that's
I would
what
never
it
say
all.
That.
I think
I would never say
I
that.
I think eventually that's what it'll all come down to is just how patient he is and how willing he is to sort of believe that that trio and whatever else they can kind of fill in around him is enough with him to try to win some games. And I don't know, maybe there was enough this year when healthy Jalen Johnson and other guys to sort of argue that, you know, it's kind of looking, but I don't know. Like, I could also understand if I'm Trey, I'm like, I don't know, guys, I'm 26 years old. Like, this is now the second kind of retool, whatever you want to call it.
And
we're now another year delayed.
How many times can we re?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
With me. Because, like you said, this is the second one. How many, I mean, he was part of the original rebuild.
Right. He was the was the crown jewel of the tank.
Yes, he was. But then you're sitting there like, how many times can we re, guys? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I think that'll get to a point where, you know, that he might want to move on. But I don't know a lot about these players. I was asking you more about him. I know who Terrence Mann is and everything. I love how Landry said he's a guy we've had our eye on him for a long time.
Yeah, and he's the guy that's under contract.
That's going to be here.
For the longest.
You're not a bad basketball team with a guy like him on the
team. No, Terrence Mann's a nice guy to have. Now, again, he doesn't – I don't know that – I don't know. It depends on how you want to look at it, how you want to slice it from yesterday. But, like, I don't know how much better you got in the short term.
You didn't.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Look, Bogey has just been flat out bad.
Yeah, I'm not
like he's
about
just
that.
Been bad.
Like, I didn't want DeAndre Hunter traded because I wanted to see how many games they could win. But at the same time, I understand they're
I just don't think you're gonna lose that many more or less games
with him
with those
there.
Three guys versus having DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, and that's what
like, I don't think that shifts the balance.
But then
that much.
You look at the trade like, damn. Like, couldn't get nothing else, huh?
I know.
That was one of the things, like you said earlier, like, you couldn't get more from him, but what else were you, what possibly more could
that's
you
That's the other thing, too, is like, well, what really would his value have been? Clearly, I would assume, and I don't know, giving benefit of the doubt where maybe it hasn't been earned, but I would assume that they talked to more teams than just Cleveland, and I would assume that they asked for more than just that. Like, you would have tried to get their first round draft pick, right?
Yeah.
Because pick swaps with a team that's better than you. And I know there's a Utah pick involved as well, maybe. Like, all the details of those pick swaps hasn't fully come out. But just, like, on the surface, first-round pick swaps are the – like, you have the right to swap picks with them in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
If they're better than you, it's worth nothing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And the first one is 2026, which is next year. Mm-hmm. And they're the best team in the Eastern Conference.
And they don't they gonna have no fall-off.
So, like, you don't pick swap with a team that has a worse pick than you. So that is nothing, essentially. That pick – becomes nothing if you don't
But it
use
could be
it
more or less ammunition for something else.
Maybe you might be able to trade that pick swap in the offseason or next year.
Yeah.
But if again, like, I don't have any obligation one way or the other, neither do you or anyone here, to, like, put a positive spin
it's
on
gonna
it
be a long ass
or a negative
games.
Spin on it.
It's going to be a long-ass 33 game.
Here's what I'll say about because I think the argument for trading DeAndre is made by Bogey. Because if you would have traded Bogey in the summer when his value was actually something, off last year when he was maybe one of the six men of the year,
then,
which Bogey kind of maybe is now,
and then,
and then the Olympics, you probably could have actually got something for him. Now, I don't know what, but you might have, you know, you might have could have got something for him. You didn't. You waited, kind of like you've done with other guys that you ended up having to trade for nothing, like John Collins and Capella, who, what are you going to do with him? He's just going to, contract's going to expire, and that's going to be that. You try to trade these guys for years and couldn't do it. I mean, at least with DeAndre Hunter, they sold when his value was up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, that didn't get much in return
that's
for
what I'm
it.
Saying. Like, I mean, you might, like you said earlier, you might as well just kept his ass here.
Yeah, that was my thing. That's why over the last month, I've been like, yeah, trade him. Like, there's no reason to believe, and I hope I'm wrong about this. I hope DeAndre Hunter goes on to play like this for years and is a viable, you know, sixth man of the year. He might win it this year if he stays healthy now that he's on an actually good team. And I hope that he does. That'd be great. But, like, to believe that he's now this versus what he's been,
right,
I think is a little bit optimistic.
Because you have more of that than this.
Yeah, this is about...
Yeah, you got more of that than this.
This is about 60 games of, oh, wow, okay, in this role, I like it, versus 6 years of injuries and inconsistency and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you kind of sold high on a guy that a year ago you couldn't get people to take, you know? And then the long-term thing, like you're talking about, if you're real, and you got to be really optimistic for this one, they did clear all that cap for the offseason, 45, whatever, with all those contracts that come off the books.
And And so you
hope, but now you have to hope that something that's literally never happened before happens.
What you said about $45 million?
Yeah, so, and okay. It might be more than that
But you hope that you can go get a guy who makes that in a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what you hope.
You're hoping now,
go get a star player.
You have the money, and you have a mid-level exception and all this. Like, you got some spending money.
Yeah. You're going to spend it.
But they're going to spend it because you have to. It's a matter of someone wanting to come here.
And that's the most important thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right there. When people say that to us, the Hawks should go get Blam. Yeah, they should.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
You can't force them.
You can't force guys to come here.
You can't send somebody take them, kidnap them, and hold them for ransom.
Yeah.
Free agents have to want to come to your team. And historically,
they have not.
They haven't. So now, and that's what I meant by you have to literally be hopeful that something that's never happened before happens, which is that somebody sees the Hawks as, okay, I'm a big free agent on the market. I'm going to get this amount of money per $40 million, whatever, per year. And I don't know. You look at the free agent market this offseason. It's not awesome. There's some guys, nothing special. Maybe some other guys will become available, whatever. You could trade for guys and pay them, whatever. But, like, you got to now bank on someone wanting to come here and be a part of it.
Yes.
And if I'm a big-time free agent and I'm looking at, all right, this is what they've got, I don't know. I'm not coming here.
No.
No offense, but I'm not coming here.
Yeah.
I'm going someplace else.
And so now you're back in the situation where you're hoping certain things happen. You're hoping that Jalen Johnson stays healthy. You're hoping that Risha Shea continues to develop and grow. You're hoping that Dyson Daniels continues to get better and grow. You're hoping that Trey is still patient. Exactly. You're hoping that he's patient. You're hoping that Okongwu, who is a free agent, right?
No.
He's not free
agent? Okongwu signed.
Okay.
Kongwu's here through 28.
Okay. I forgot he's on an extension.
Mm-hmm. Nice little extension,
I forgot he's on an extension. Okay, you're hoping he continues to develop as your starting center. Well, it seems like that's who you want at your starting center.
Or at the very least, if he's your backup for $15 million, that's no problem.
That's no problem.
Like, Kongwu's a nice
piece. But then you got to bring somebody better.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Like, this $40 million has to be for
a person.
A big.
Yeah.
Like a rim-protecting big who can also shoot and stretch the floor and is an all-star. And maybe an all-NBA guy.
Yes.
Of which there's about four.
Yes.
And all of them are under contract on other teams.
Yes.
Which is. Yeah. So who won the trade deadline?
Oh, God.
I'll tell you who won the trade deadline. The Cavs. They got exactly what they needed. Dude, if DeAndre Hunter stays healthy and plays like this the rest of the year, they just got so good.
Trouble.
And the other four, who else got better? Like, the Nuggets didn't do anything. The Celtics didn't do anything. Thunder didn't do anything. Like, all the teams that they're kind of in the class with didn't do anything. They addressed their major need and
trouble.
We helped them. Unless we could do that. You know, if you're on a team and then they trade you and then that team that traded you goes on to win a championship, you get a ring later?
No.
Do Hawks fans get to be like, hey, DeAndre helped them? Got to come up with something. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about some of the other moves that happened at the deadline. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. Get into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Turn our attention back both to the Super Bowl and also to some of what happened last night. New Hall of Fame class. Only four of the guys got in. We were hoping all 10 would. I know only five could, but four guys, newly members of the Hall of Fame, some MVPs and all kinds of other stuff we'll get to in 20 minutes. Sports Jeopardy about an hour as well.
Best
I hear thing. It's a Super Bowl themed.
Best thing was, there were so many funny things last night at but I think Bill Belichick was the one.
Definitely
Bill,
stole the
Bill
show.
Comes
I would
in there,
say.
He got the red jacket on that was given out to the top 100, whatever.
Now tell me about that because you said people got mad. I don't remember.
At the Super Bowl, and they did like the top 100 players, coaches of all time.
Okay, when was this?
The last time Super Bowl was in Miami.
Okay. So not long ago.
Yeah, but they had like five quarterbacks, how many running backs, and so some of the greats got left. They're like, obviously Bill was on there. But so that's the jacket that he wore.
Okay, so that's I'm one of the 100 most important people in NFL
pretty
history.
Much. Okay. But Bill had all the rings.
All the rings.
All the rings, except for one. Gave it to his gal.
Yeah, she was wearing that one.
Yeah. But Bill was just like they're flexing. You know, and then obviously Bill's a college head football coach. So then he goes out with Prime and gives out the coach of the year, standing next to him with the rings on in the jacket, Now, Prime has one of those jackets, too, because Prime was a part of it.
Oh, okay, that's
Prime,
cool.
Yeah, Prime has one.
He didn't have it on.
Yeah, Prime has one of those jackets, too.
But he wasn't wearing it?
No.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's sitting there like, yeah, now I got to recruit against this guy, which is the greatest thing ever. So Bill won the night, man.
Yeah.
Bill ain't never been on a award show. Bill ain't never been on no damn red carpet. None of that. Living his best life.
What do you think is leading to Bill leading this life?
Did you see her on the? Did you see what he was standing next to?
I did. Yeah, I did. I did.
He can't be no old prude with no young thing like that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's her. Like maybe she's like reinvigorated.
Yeah, she's styling Bill's hair with moves and everything.
I won't even say reinvigorated. I'll say invigorated.
I bet she done took Bill shopping and everything. Bill got all kinds.
That must be what it is.
Bill got Dolce & Gabbana and everything.
She's got him feeling youthful.
Well, tell me this. When the last time you see Bill with some sweats on?
I've never seen Bill. Exactly. Yeah. He's like dressed up now. Yeah. He doesn't wear the cutoff hoodie anymore.
Bill's sharp.
I've never seen Bill do anything really other than coach football, kind of be grumpy and like, I don't know, hate the media. Like, yeah. I don't know what else he's done really.
Bill is
now he's out and about. Because you know, he's doing interviews.
He's trying to attract to
like
a
member. But even pre-coaching UNC, he's like yucking it up, telling secrets.
Yeah.
Like, remember, he's like, and you said, and I was with you on this one, you're like, I don't like this version of Bill.
Yeah.
When he was on the Manning cast and he's like goofing off.
Yeah.
But maybe we do. Like, maybe. Maybe it is like a turn the new pit. Like, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
If you got a young, I won't say dog, but you got a young whatever teaching you.
Yeah, what do you got a young Bill trainer? What was most proud of about arriving at this award show? Because was it the 7 rings that he's wearing all of?
Which
was it
so great.
The top 100 jacket? Or was Lil Miss Thang on his arm?
Lil Miss Thang.
He had a ring of one through one.
Dude, did you see that
above,
smile?
Above the rings?
I'll be honest with you. You know, not to sound too crass or anything like that, but I've seen pictures of her before. I didn't know. My apologies. I was unfamiliar with your game. The picture that I seen, she looked like a pretty normal person.
Uh-huh.
Last night, she looked incredible.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She looked like a supermodel.
On a red carpet.
Before she was always
most
like
of them are like cheerleader pictures.
Yeah, or whatever. She just kind of looked like. I'm not saying she wasn't attractive.
Cheerleader like some USC or something.
I don't know anything about her. Yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah,
only thing I know about her is that she's very young. She's Bill Belichick's girlfriend. And before last night, the pictures I had seen of her, she just looked like a pretty normal pretty person.
Yeah.
Then last night she showed up. You know, she was decked out. Yeah. I was like, oh dang, all right.
Yeah, man.
There you go, Bill.
Good for her, man. Good for him.
Is it good for her?
Good for him, man.
That's
good.
The part.
Good for Bill. But I was like,
that's the question.
Yeah.
I have.
But you know, looking,
she got a lot of money.
But no,
I guess.
That's what I'm talking about. Prime, Coach Prime. I mean, he keeps adding legends to his coaching staff. He went and got Andre Garrard, who was the All Pro center for the damn Cowboys all those years.
Okay.
Romo, the one who Albert Hainsworth stepped on his face.
Yeah.
He's the assistant offensive line coach.
Okay, that seems like a guy who knows a thing or two about offensive line.
And then he wouldn't sign Marshall Faulk to be his running back coach.
That's a good guy to have coaching running back.
Marshall Faulk is going to be the running back coach for Colorado.
Yeah, well, I mean.
That's crazy.
What are these guys getting out of it?
I don't know.
That's, like, are
I
they mean, just they, bored?
They love, probably. They love. I know Marshall going to love Boulder because it snows up there.
He's a big snow guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of like Bill?
Yeah. But yeah. Marshall's a big, he going to love playing in the snow up there at Boulder.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I was like, damn, he the one that got, he got Warren. He the one that got all these
NFL. Yeah, he's had some incredible Hall of Famers on
him,
his
man.
Staff, for sure.
Good for that. Good for Prime, man. Good for Prime. But yeah, Marshall going to like it in Boulder.
Yeah, no, Bill stole the show last night.
He did. I thought Snoop Dogg was fine.
Yeah, he was fine.
He was fine.
For somebody who's not a comedian to do something like that, it was perfectly fine.
Yeah, he was fine.
Like, the best joke was probably the one about Bill Belichick's
girlfriend. Oh, no doubt
girlfriend.
About it. No doubt about it.
He said, you know, something he's been in this game so long. Oh, you have it? All right, yeah, we'll play Snoop Dogg's joke. It was pretty good.
It was great.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Damn.
Now she's younger than the Cowboys' last Super Bowl.
Yeah, she is. That's why when I saw the picture, somebody screenshot one of the comments from him and his girl on the red carpet. Said, "Is that the ring from O2?"
Right.
Like, God don't mind.
Let her wear the ring that's older than her.
Yeah, man.
It's probably the only one that would fit because the rings are so damn big now.
They're so big now.
It's
man.
Damn near a belt buckle when you win a championship these days.
But good for Bill, man. I can't even be mad at him.
No, I'm not mad at him. I mean, do what you want to do. I find it it's kind of weird. Like, I look at it, I'm like. I don't know why. There's something about it that is not like, I don't know. It's uncomfortable for me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Is it because it's Bill?
Yeah, I think so. He's just kind of an old wrinkly grump. And she's the opposite of that, it seems.
But she's keeping him young, man.
Must be.
She's keeping him young.
Must be. And again, do what you want.
Yeah.
Love is love, you know? Find it anywhere.
You can.
You can find a 50-year gap. Age is just a number. So is droopy skin, I suppose. But do what you want.
He's just a number, so droopy skin.
Yeah. Well, droopy skin isn't just a number, but yeah. Maybe people like it. Like, yeah. Maybe there's a fetish.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to watch the NBA draft thing last night? I watched a little bit. The All-Star Game draft.
Mm-mm.
I didn't realize that Kenny, Shaq, and Charles were going to be the GMs.
I didn't see it, but yeah, I saw the result.
Yeah, they're the GMs.
I saw the teams.
I was sitting there waiting to see who's going to be the last player picked.
Who was it?
I had to go do something because the last two were Tyler Hero and Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
So I was like, who's going to be the last? Damn, Jaylen.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. And
but here's the thing, though. It seemed fixed. It seemed staged because one guy picked all the European guys, one guy picked all the old guys, and one guy picked all the young guys.
Yes.
So, like, is that just a coincidence?
I don't know.
Like, why'd Charles just pick all the European guys?
All the European guys.
Well, not all Korea. Some of them are Canadian, too. But all the foreign guys.
The guys that would play on the world team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Charles got the world team.
Yeah.
Shaq got the old guys team and also no centers because Shaq hates every center that's played since him, essentially.
Yes.
Has there been any center that he's given a compliment to since he got out of the league?
None.
So he has no centers on his team.
He hates every center.
Yeah, and then Kenny's got the other guys. So it's kind of fun that it's set up like that.
It's funny as hell.
International, young, old.
Yes.
How does it work? How are they all going to play each other?
I have no clue.
They're going to have like three baskets?
I don't know. Huh. I don't know. I know the fourth team is going to be the winner of the rookie sophomore game.
Okay, so the even younger guys.
Yeah, and so I know that those are going to be the four teams. I don't know the format of it, though.
Yeah, me either.
But I know it's all going to be played out on Sunday.
Hard to keep up.
Yeah, man, you know? Whatever.
It's hard to keep up. They keep changing the format, trying to think they're going to fix it.
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, Adam.
Nah, man, you got to make the guys care, and they don't. And I don't know how you do make them care, but they don't. So change the format all you want. Guys not trying hard is not going to be super fun to watch.
No, it's not.
I do think the NFL has actually done a pretty good job of just being like, all right, look, it's not football, okay? We get it.
Yep.
Nobody wants to play any more football. They can kind of hide behind the safety part of it. It's like, we don't feel comfortable making these guys do this, blah, blah, blah. And then they've kind of leaned into the silliness of it, which I think is fine. All the tug of war and, dodgeball, and then they do the flag football game. Okay, like they're just fully throwing their hands up and being like, this is not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the honor of being a Pro Bowler, and that's what it is, and that's fine. It's an honor to be a Pro Bowler. Everybody goes and hangs out, blah, blah, blah. The NBA is still kind of trying to make it basketball.
They are.
Which I get, because the thing that the NFL can claim, the NBA can't really. It's not dangerous to play that.
Right.
But I guess you could get hurt playing any game.
Do you think this game is going to, like, is it going to play harder now? That's my only thing.
No.
I just still think it's going to be
the
same thing.
You can't make these guys try hard. You can't.
And so that's why I'm like, okay, well, do what you do. Somebody said with Miles Turner. Yes, I would love Miles Turner to come to the Hawks. Miles Turner, the Pacers are never, ever trading Miles Turner. They're always going to put him in the rumors. But they're never, ever, ever trading him. Never.
Yeah, no, Miles Turner's been in a rumor for every single trade deadline the last 100 years.
He's never been traded.
But he's a free agent this offseason.
Yeah.
He's a free agent.
Wendy was talking about they're moving money to re-sign him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's available, yeah, go get him.
Yeah, that's like exactly the guy that I was talking about.
If he's available, go get him.
Yeah, that would be a perfect
fit.
But I don't trust
this front office to do that.
No.
Because he's going to cost maybe more than you want to spend.
Yeah, but look, I mean, if you're going to get a guy like that, then you're going to have to spend to get him, right?
Exactly.
But that's not even the issue for me. Like, they have the money.
Yes.
They got to pay people.
Yes.
Like, here's what they're going to do every single year. Like, we can call them cheap all we want. That's fine. They're still going to pay $170 million to somebody.
Right.
Because they have to.
Go get a contributor.
You have to pay 90% of the salary cap in order to be in compliance with the collective bargaining agreement. So they're going to pay somebody. Like, it's hard to call teams, like, I mean, they are what the accusation says they are.
Right.
Because every single year they're undefeated at getting just slightly underneath the number, whereas other teams are willing to go into the luxury tax, whether it works or whether it doesn't, but at least they're willing to try it. The Hawks aren't going to do that. We know that. It's not about spending the money. You have to pay to have players on your roster to be in the NBA. It's about guys wanting to come here.
Yeah.
And if I'm Miles Turner,
most importantly,
and I'm an unrestricted free agent.
He's an unrestricted free agent.
And I'm leaving there.
At a position that does not come to that.
Which is a better situation than here. Like, that team right now is certainly better than this one. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and they got, you know, I don't know how much better, but it's probably a little bit better. And then there's just going to be other teams that are interested in him. Like, and then it comes down to can you woo a guy to come to your organization when there's other teams that are after him?
That's the most important.
And that's the thing that they haven't been able to do.
No. Oh, so can Landry and Kyle and Wrestler's Boy, can they figure this out? Can they figure out? Because it's going to be like starting tonight, they got the Bucks. They've lost 9 out of 10. Nothing tells me that they, but when we come in here on Monday, after, you know, we might mention the game, that they
that game won't be talked about for 1 second, you know, on Monday.
Yeah,
I mean, unless something crazy happens.
Unless something crazy happens.
Unless Trey scores 70 points or something like that.
But that's
that.
What I'm saying. Like, you're
they also play Washington on Saturday.
Okay.
So they got two.
They can't beat Washington.
Yeah. They haven't done great this year.
They can't
Washington's hot. They won a couple now.
A couple of what?
Games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it hasn't been against the Hawks, huh?
No, they won. Yeah. They beat the Hornets the other night. I think they actually beat somebody decent, too.
Oh, really?
The Warriors or something like that?
What did it say? Sunshine on the dogs, you know what, every now and then?
In the Washington Wizards franchise is definitely a dog's
they
ass.
They definitely
There's
are.
There's no
they
question
are.
About
they
that.
Are
They've won three games
game.
In a row, Randy,
really?
Michael. Three basketball games in a row.
Look at this.
We're sitting here.
Jordan Poole, let's not cast too many stones. Jordan Poole.
Covering a team that's lost 9 out of 10.
My bad, guys.
They beat the Nets, the Hornets, and the Timberwolves their last three times out. The Hawks haven't won three games in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And then they just traded some guys that were helping them win games. Well, one guy that was
one
helping
guy,
them win
but
games.
No,
Bogey's been dog blank all year.
But you got to worry about tonight. You know, Giannis and Damon, them guys, they're in town.
Yeah.
Did you go by the hotel?
No, I didn't go by the hotel.
But, I mean, they're in town tonight. You are, I'm assuming, like, your acquisitions, are they going to play tonight? Are you going to be shorthanded?
Not sure.
So that'll be another thing to watch.
Kuzma makes his debut tonight. You're the debut team. De'Aaron Fox had his debut the other night and showed
debut,
out.
The debut and the get right?
Yeah.
The
Kuzma's going to probably score 26 tonight.
The debut and the get right Hawks.
Yeah. Look, I mean, again, we say this all the time with the Falcons when they do a decent job of clearing cap space and then bragging about have money.
Mm-hmm.
Good teams don't have money. Good teams have players that are signed to contracts.
That's true.
You don't get to brag about having salary cap space, especially when you don't have a history of doing anything with it, all right? So if yesterday was about that, great. We'll check in 6 months and see if you do anything with it. They got D's across the board from everybody that grades trades yesterday. If they don't do anything with this money, those are Fs.
But the thing
those
about
are Fs.
It, but the trade, like, they the Hawks weren't trading yesterday to get better.
Unless they were doing it to clear all that money away
that's
to
what,
spend it this
But that's
summer.
What they had to be.
But then if they don't do it, then what?
That had
you
to
know
be.
What I mean?
That had to be in there. Okay.
I know, but that's the beauty of being like, of always doing something for the future. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because you can just argue, well, yeah, that's for later. And then later comes, you know, I know we didn't do that because then later. It's like it's kicking the can down the road, essentially. At some point, you have to catch up to it and be like, you guys never did anything. Actually, you kept telling us future later, and then later got here.
Later got here fast, too.
And later sucks. Later sucked for a while now. Maybe later will be better this time. Gotta hope. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. This hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at PADLYBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.